is the Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. Thanks for watching the Hot Zone. I'm in Bolivia today. This is La Paz behind me. I've been out at the border for the last couple of days between Bolivia and Chile doing some reporting on the migrant crisis here. And I'm going to be doing a couple more days of that before I'm done, and then back to Panama for a few weeks. But I wanted to show you something really cool that I found as I was driving out to the border. It's about a seven-hour drive out of La Paz. Most of that is through what looks like just wide-open desert, wilderness. There are little pueblos here and there, but not much in the way of civilization. One or two towns along the way where I've managed to get gas and that sort of thing. But I'm just going to make a short podcast today to show you what I found out in the desert. I found kind of a ghost town and an abandoned church. It's really cool. If you're listening to the podcast, you really should be watching it on YouTube, especially for episodes like this one, because if not, you're missing out. Thanks for being a part of it, though, and I appreciate all of you who are still signing up to subscribe on locals.com. I'm trying to put a lot of extra content up there when I can. It's kind of difficult in the last couple of days because I haven't had much bandwidth. But go ahead and take a look at what I found out in the Bolivian desert on the Altiplano. Hey, this is really cool. I'm driving out here in the middle of nowhere in the desert, and all of a sudden there's this old, really old looking church out here, kind of just literally surrounded by nothing. And there's a little tiny village around it. I don't know if there's anybody in this village, but I just decided to drive over here and take a look at this church, because this is astounding. And I'm glad I didn't get stuck in the mud coming out here. These are all mud brick buildings. How cool is that? Look at that. That's awesome. Okay, I'm going to get out and go look at it now. There's a couple of strange-looking duck-like birds up there on the roof of this thing, and they didn't like me coming, so they're going to run it. They're going to fly over there. Look at this place. It's like something out of a movie. Fabulous. Actually, it's kind of spooky. It's got a padlock on it, so it's not open. Ooh, I'm gonna go up these stairs. There's a window up here. Maybe I can see in the church. Oh. Yeah, looks like I can climb in the church. Little bell tower. Crazy. Okay, I'm gonna take a picture. There's a pump organ in here. It's got bellows. You pump with this thing. It's broken, but this thing has got to be hundreds of years old. This is like a translucent stone It says something like Pablo Soveta, Año, I think that's the year, 1844 maybe. Whoa, unbelievable. This is incredible. All right, I'm gonna try to jump across this thing and see if I can get up there. Oh, okay. This is the bell tower, I guess, with no bell. Holy smokes. That's the road over there. Fabulous. And there's nobody here. This place is deserted. Amazing. It smells like Nevada, kind of like sagebrushy out here. And it looks like Nevada too. A little bit greener, but they're in the middle of their wet season. There's a lot of washouts here. I'm still in two-wheel drive with my truck, so let's hope I don't have to put it in 4x4. If I get stuck out here, I'm in trouble. All right, here goes.